This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents The Evacuee Christmas by Katie King, read by Helen Keeley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The shadows were starting to lengthen as twins Connie and Jessie made their way back home. They felt quite grown up these days, as a week earlier it had been their 10th birthday, and their mother, Barbara, had iced a cake, and there'd been a raucous tea party at home for family and their close friends, with party games and paper hats. The party had ended in the parlour, with Barbara bashing out songs on the old piano and everyone having a good old sing-song. What a lot of fun it had been, even though by bedtime Connie felt queasy from eating too much cake and Jessie had a sore throat the following morning from yelling out the words to the Lambeth Walk with far too much vigour. On the twins' iced Victoria sponge, Barbara had carefully piped Connie's name in cerise icing with loopy lettering and delicately traced small yellow and baby pink flowers above it. Then Barbara had thoroughly washed out her metal icing gun and got to work writing Jessie's name below his sister's on the lower half of the cake. This time, Barbara chose to work in boxy dark blue capitals with a sailboat on some choppy turquoise and deep blue waves. Carefully worked.